last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the ninth para was recited, and at the end of the eighth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Ulama say in the surah, six Anbiya alayhimu salam are mentioned. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people. He warned them of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He warned, encouraged them that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these people were not prepared to accept him and they denied him. Then Hud alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people. And he also, when he spoke to them, they mocked him, they laughed at him, and they said, "You're a mad person, what words?" Ulama said so beautifully, the Anbiya alayhi salam replied, never got angry with them. He said, "Ya Qawm, O my beloved people, laysa li bi safahatun, I'm not a foolish person, but I'm the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He never starts swearing them or to start fighting with them. And I'm conveying to you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, think about the people of the past. So he warned them of the people of the past. But think of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala which came upon them, how they were destroyed. And فَذْكُرُوا عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he warned them of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And he also warned them of Allah Ta'ala's azab. Tarheeb and tarheeb. Both of them. Encouragement and warning also. Allah Ta'ala saved him and the people who had iman with him through his mercy, and the other people were destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people, the Qawmi Thamud. He told him the same thing also, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاء مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ. Look at the past nations. Allah made you the Khalifa. He made you the vicegerent of those people. And Allah Ta'ala had given you what beautiful houses and mansions and what bounties Allah Ta'ala had given you. فَذْكُرُوا عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not go around in the earth causing fasad and trouble. And remember, I'm giving you a clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one camel, which Allah Ta'ala through His qudrat made coming up from the mountain. But these people were stubborn, unfortunately. They broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They killed the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they actually told Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, bring your punishment, whatever you are promising us, if you really are messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, he conveyed a message to them, and they were completely destroyed thereafter. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to his people, and they were involved in the evil action of homosexuality, fulfilling their desires with men, leaving aside women. He said, you people have exceeded the bounds. But these people said, you know what, these are very pure people. They mock them. They are park people. They are pure people. They must go out from our city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we saved his family members. Besides his wife, she unfortunately remained amongst the people or the evil people. She was destroyed also. Then Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam went to Madian. He also told his people, and these people, all of these qualities which they had, was not fulfilling their desires in a haram way. Or Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were cheating with regards to money. The other nations, smart houses, the object of life had become. It is because of weakness of iman, their lack of iman, or because of weakness of iman, these things happen. So the first da'wah they gave them was, U'budullah, become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will have the true servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these other evils, these other sicknesses won't come about. So remove the original cause, lack of iman, weakness of iman, then inshallah all of these other sicknesses will come out from a person. So these people had certain evil qualities. One of them was they used to cheat in their business dealings and make more money like this year. And together with this year, they used to prevent people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many other evils they used to do on the roadside, cause harm and taklif to people. Anyhow, he warned these people about these things. He reminded them of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were not prepared to accept. And they actually said, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِي. Those with pride from his people. So this actually was the cause of the disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pride. The arrogance, I'm not prepared to accept, somebody above me. These people are lower than me. This man hasn't got so much of money. So they had this pride, and arrogance within themselves. So for this reason, they were not prepared to accept. So they said, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبِ. We cannot take you out, O Shu'aib, and the people who have got iman with you from our city, unless you return back to our mazhab and our way. But then Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said, is that possible? How can I ever go back to the go to such an evil way, the way of shirk? We believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, make a decision amongst our people. So anyhow, and the rich people, the honorable people, who people looked up to, they said, if you people follow Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, you will be completely destroyed. They gave da'wah towards themselves, and they turned people away from Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. A severe scream came, and all of these people were completely destroyed. And then Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam felt so sorry for his people. He said, but how can I actually, I had given them warnings. I told them, I conveyed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how can I be sad and sorrow over ala qawmin kafirin, the people who are complete, who had kufr and disbelief in themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all many cities we have sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and the people went through different conditions, and the whole objective of these conditions was that they must turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the people had accepted it, then walaw anna ahlul qura amanu wattaqaw, if they had iman within themselves and taqwa, two things, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, would have opened up upon them barakat and blessings from the heavens and from the earth. From the heavens Allah would have sent the rain down, from the earth Allah would have sent the crops and produce. This would be an obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, فَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتٍ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ, are the people of the cities or the villages unafraid that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come to them at night whilst they are sleeping, or are they unafraid that it can come to them in the time of duha, chast, whilst they are playing. فَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ, are the people unafraid of the plannings and the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The only people who are unafraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is قوم الخاسرون, those people who are incomplete and lost. They don't care, they don't worry, they feel like nothing is happening, they are passing their life in enjoyment, and they don't ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment can't come upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to those people who have no fear in their heart, al-qawm al-khasirun, those people who are in complete loss. So it shows a person must have that amount of fear also, because of our gunas and our sins, Allah ta'ala can destroy us. We must keep this in our mind always. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to salam, and two aspects of his life. One, he was the da'wah which he gave to Fir'aun and his people, and one was the da'wah which he gave to his own people, and means the Bani Israel. There's two words they use for it, the Mufassirin they have mentioned. The one da'wah he was giving to the kuffar and disbelievers, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun, but the people were not prepared to accept it. And he told Fir'aun, I am a Rasul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you people must accept me. And he showed them the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Fir'aun, he made propaganda amongst his people, and he told them that this is a very big magician, and his object is he wants to take you out of your land. What do you think I must do? So they said, gather all the magicians, and maybe we'll be able to destroy Musa alayhi salam. The signs and miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they took as magic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, whatever was common amongst the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send that kind of miracle. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there was a lot of magic taking place. So Allah ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam with such a miracle, which showed that the magic was completely useless. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's time, there was a lot of chapsha about medicine. So Allah ta'ala gave him certain miracles, which the people, the medical field could not do at all. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a miracle of ilm and knowledge, because knowledge is increasing all the time. And this is a ilmi mu'jizah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till Qiyamah, no one will be able to match the Quran Sharif. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to them. These people brought all the magicians. When they saw the magician saw the sign of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they all down in the sajda, and they said, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun got angry with these people. How can you do such a thing? You people must have made a plan before this year, and I'm going to cut off your hands and your feet, and I'm going to crucify you after that. They said, inna ila rabbina munqalibun, we have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do whatever you want to do. Faqdi ma anta qadhi ma anta qad. Do whatever you want to do. But our iman is firm on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama said it's not known whether these people, Fir'aun killed these people, he followed his threat, or he didn't do it. Anyhow, Fir'aun and his people continued trying, causing difficulty to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, ista'inu billahi wasbiru, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sabr. Inna al-ardha lillah, the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant it to whomsoever he wants from his servants. The final result is for the muttaqin, they will be the successful people. Anyhow, Musa Fir'aun, many different examinations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to him, and there are different signs. And they went through difficulties and problems, they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala took them out of that difficulty. Then again they went back to towards the evils. So eventually Allah ta'ala gave them so many examples, and eventually they were completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Fir'aun and his people. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives signs to people. This might have happened to Fir'aun, but it happens to every one of us in our life. We go through different signs that Allah Ta'ala gives us. And the object of these signs, the difficulties, halat and conditions comes to us. We must turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those conditions. Ni'mat and bounties comes to us. Also this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving us these things, so we can turn our attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went with his own nation now. And these people, unfortunately, they started, when they crossed the well, these people, they told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make for us one god. Like how these people have got a god, a certain animal they wanted to worship. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ajeeb, people are ajeeb. We saw the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still after that day, you want to worship something else. And he encouraged them of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how Allah ta'ala saved you from people of Fir'aun and his people, and from all difficulties you were going through. He used to kill your children. He used to keep alive your woman folk and make them as slaves. What an examination Allah had given you. Allah ta'ala saved you. How can you still break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to go for 40 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him wait before giving him the Torah. The ulama say in 40-day period, it has a very great effect upon a person's ruhani tour for spiritual wise. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could get this wahi and revelation. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam behind his people. But when he went away, these people, unfortunately, they started worshipping one animal. And there was a person by the name of Samiri who encouraged them and took them on the wrong path. And you know, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came back. He was very, very angry and upset with these people. And they eventually made Tawbah. And many of them, Allah's azab came upon them. Allah accepted their Tawbah, but many of them had to be killed as a means of Tawbah and forgiveness. So about 70,000 of the people were killed. This was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other aspects of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he took his people to, they wanted to hear Musa alayhi salatu wasalam speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, these people were so insolent, and the sign of Allah ta'ala they were not prepared to accept. But eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgave them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written in the kitab, that even the Jews, those people who have got taqwa, who give zakat, who believe in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's rahmat and mercy will be upon them. And then especially those people that yattabi'una ar-rasul an-nabiy al-ummi, those who will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the unlettered Nabi, those who define written in their kitabs, in the Torah and the Injil. And the speciality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was he commanded people towards righteousness, prevented them from evil, وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, whatever was pure and halal, he explained to them that this is halal. Whatever was filthy and dirty and impure, he told them this is haram. Difficult commands which had come to the past nations and ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed it from them. Our ummah, Allah ta'ala, has made very easy the masail, the laws of deen. There were past nations, great difficult laws were given to them. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and they honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنَسَرُوهُ, and they help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they follow the nur, the light which comes down with him, which is the Quran, the revelation, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that these are the completely successful people. So the people who will follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold firm unto the teachings of the Quran Sharif, they will be completely successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel again, some things which they had done when Allah ta'ala had given them certain commands. They broke the commands of Allah ta'ala, and because of this, Allah ta'ala's azab and punishment came upon them. Then there was a certain nation and group of people living at the shore of the ocean. And Allah ta'ala had commanded them on Saturday is a Sabbath day. On that day you must not do any hunting, you mustn't do any fishing. So Allah ta'ala tested them then. The fish is only come on the day of Saturday. So anyhow, these people started making a hila. They started putting the net on Friday. On Saturday they don't hunt, they don't fish. And on Sunday they took and take out all of the fish. So anyhow, one group among them told them that what you people are doing completely wrong. This is not permissible. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُمْ وَمُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. So when other people came to them and said, why are you telling these people? Allah Ta'ala will destroy them. Allah will give them a severe punishment. There's no need to encourage these people, stop them from evil. So they said, no, we must tell the people. مَعَذِبَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll have an uzar, an excuse by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we had conveyed your message. And perhaps these people will get taqwa, they get the quality of taqwa within themselves. They might change, some changes take place in their life. But at least we have done our duty and responsibility. So there were three groups. The one group, they were doing the wrong. The other group, they were encouraging, stopping the people from evil. And there was a third group who did not stop the people from evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَنْهُونَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. Those people who had prevented the people from evil, we saved them. And the people who had done wrong, we punished them. And the third group, and what was the punishment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed them into monkeys actually. There is a very severe punishment. So, and the third group, Allah ta'ala did not mention them. The ulama say it is not known whether they were destroyed also or they were saved. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show his displeasure with these people, that Allah ta'ala also did not make mention of them. That I'm not happy with these people, so I'm not even making mention of them, that what actually happened to these people. So anyhow, in India there is a lesson that when a person sees wrongs taking place in his society, in his community, it is his duty and responsibility to stop the people, to encourage them, tell them that this is completely wrong. It's against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether the people listen or they don't listen. But it's a duty especially of the ulama, and not only the ulama, but it's generally every person's responsibility. On a public way, the ulama will do it. But privately, in a person's individual capacity, is the duty of every single person to stop people from doing evil also. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one alim by the name of Balaam bin Ba'ura, one incident which took place in the time of the Bani Israel also. Allah ta'ala had given him the clear sign, the Ismi Azam, the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, Allah ta'ala says, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنَّا فَأَتْبَعُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Shaitan followed him, and shaitan went after him, and he was completely destroyed. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. If we wanted to, we could have raised him, given him high, high ranks with the sign which we had given to him. But however, he inclined towards the dunya, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى, and he followed his desires, and his example became like a dog. So Allah ta'ala completely destroyed him. The people went to him and they gave him a lot of money, they bribed him, and they encouraged his wife also. They gave her a lot of gifts. So because of love of his wife and love of money, unfortunately he listened to what these people said. He said he must curse Musa alayhi salam, make baddua for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He had the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made istikhara. Istikhara came out negative. They don't ever do such a thing. But unfortunately, because blinded by that money and love of his wife, he listened to what those people had to say. And then he started cursing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the curses didn't fall upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It started falling on the people for whom he was doing this, who had paid him money. These people said, what are you doing? You're cursing us. He said, now I'm completely destroyed. I've lost my dunya, I've lost my akhirat also. But I will tell you one plan to destroy Musa alayhi salam and his people, that you must get your woman most beautifully dressed and send them in the army of the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They haven't seen the woman folk for a very long while. They will fall into evil. So anyhow, these people went out and they beautified themselves, the woman. And some of the Bani Israel, some of the leaders, they fell in love with this woman, and they started doing evil, committed zina, whatever. Musa alayhi salam tried to stop the people. They didn't listen to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually, azab, a punishment came down. The thousands and thousands of people were killed by a certain plague. Eventually, those people who had done wrong, they were killed. They were hung in public so that people can see what the evil action of zina and fornication they had done. Because of zina, some people had done. The Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat went away from the whole nation, and there's so much of difficulty they went into. And then eventually, so that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, beware of dunya and beware of woman. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَى. The first fitna and test of the Bani Israel was regarding women. So some ulama said that referring to this incident of Balaam bin Ba'ura and his people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama say also from here, it doesn't mean a person has got knowledge of deen also, he is safe. Even together with the knowledge is the amal which a person has to bring into his life, and he must save himself from falling towards the things of this dunya, whether it's a woman, whether it's love of money, etc. These things can completely destroy a person. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain bounties, example giving a child to a person, but unfortunately what a great bounty this is, how Allah ta'ala prays with his qudrat, and then people, when they get a child, and they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them even make shirk, and they take partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children are supposed to take a person, it's a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, bounty of Allah ta'ala, take a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then some good akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. Khudil af, have the quality of forgiveness. Command people towards righteousness. Wa'arid anil jahileen, and turn away from those people who are ignorant, who speak harsh words to you, have got no akhlaq and character. So turn away from them. Don't start fighting with them, arguing with them. If they speak to you harshly, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi, don't worry about them. And shaitan will come to a person and say, no, take revenge. Do this there, do that there. So fasta'id billah, ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's help and assistance is with the person. And the people who have got taqwa, one benefit is, when any torture comes from the side of shaitan, immediately they get understanding of it, that this is from shaitan. And suddenly فَإِذَا هُمُ مُبْصِرُونَ, they can see the tricks of shaitan. Allah ta'ala opens up to a person when a person got the quality of taqwa within himself. Unfortunately, other people, they are not on the part of taqwa. So shaitan deceives the person and he takes them into what and what places, and he completely destroys a person. So the quality of taqwa, when you bring it within ourselves, which comes in the next surah, يَجْعَلَّ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانَ, Allah ta'ala will give you the quality of furqan, the ability to differentiate between haqq and batil, truth and falsehood. A person can say, اِتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, beware of the firasat and the understanding in the inside of a true believer. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْذُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ, This person sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives that person understanding. So through taqwa, one very great benefit a person will get is, a person will understand many things which other people unfortunately cannot understand. Thereafter in the next surah, Surah Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Badr especially, and how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my help will come to the people when they have got iman and the qualities of iman. Five qualities of iman are mentioned here. The first quality of iman is إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, then their hearts, they get the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the command, when the ayat of Allah ta'ala are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ iman, the iman actually increases. And number three, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They have got full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Those people who are performing salah, and not only performing salah, but reading their, making effort to straighten their salah, to get perfection in their salah. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They're spending in the wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. Allah give us tawfiq, give us look in ourselves. When Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned, that our heart, do we ever tremble, do we ever think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we have the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, does our iman actually increase? So these are signs of a person's true iman. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this iman which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had, and they made a lot of effort in Makkah Mukarramah to bring alive a high level of iman. So when they went for the battle of Badr, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we helped and assisted you with the angels also coming down. And many other signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, yeah, how his help and assistance came to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul, answer the call of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they will call you to that which will give you life. Some ulama say this means jihad. Jihad will give you life, it will give the true, the Muslims true life in the world. Or some ulama say it means the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will give a person life, this will give a person true life. But the person mustn't delay, because sometimes Allah ta'ala can become a hile between him and his heart. And the person now, the tawfiq is taken away from a person when a person delays. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً. Beware of this fitna and this trial, which will afflict only the people who made zulam and oppression amongst you people. It will afflict every single person. Two meanings the ulama have given. Some ulama say this means jihad. When the people will leave out jihad, then Allah ta'ala will send such tribulations on the ummah that it don't only afflict the people who have made zulam and oppression, but even the pious people will be affected by means of this year. And other ulama say that this refers to amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, preventing people from evil and wrongs and commanding them towards righteousness. When people don't do this year, then Allah ta'ala's azab will come down. Then even the so-called pious people, those who are in the masjid, punishment will come upon them, everybody. Obviously people on the day of Qiyamah will be resurrected according to their actions, but every single person will be destroyed. So a person must beware of this year, which is called mudahanat fi deen. A person, the matters of deen, he hides it away. He doesn't tell the people what is right, what is wrong, and he covers up. He just keeps quiet about these things. So Allah Ta'ala's azab and punishment can come. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's azab won't come to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst you are amongst them. And وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And if people are making istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah's azab also won't come upon them. So the bare minimum Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us nowadays, but the istighfar is still with us. Ulama say there are two amans, two protections from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has been taken up now, one is with us. So tawbah, istighfar, you must always engage in the day. They say the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they were kuffar, but Allah's azab didn't come to them. They were making tawaf of Baytullah naked, but because they used to make istighfar also together with that, because of that Allah's azab didn't come upon them. So the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got iman. If we continue making istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala for our weaknesses, then inshallah we will be protected and saved from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.